Baghdad is a city of wildly contrasting images Wednesday, dancing in the streets in some neighborhoods while intense firefights continue in others. U.S. military commanders say pockets of resistance remain, but Saddam Hussein no longer controls the capital he once ruled with an iron fist. Pent-up emotions from years of oppression literally spilled into the streets of Baghdad as jubilant Iraqis danced and cheered, defaced pictures of Saddam Hussein, and in some cases went on a looting binge. Large crowds took what they could from government office buildings and Ba'ath party locations in parts of the capital, while others gave a warm welcome to coalition troops. The most intense celebrations were reported in a Shiite section known as Saddam City in northeastern Baghdad. In central Baghdad, a large statue of Saddam was toppled by a cheering crowd, assisted by U.S. Marines, in what is likely to be one of the defining images of Operation Iraqi Freedom. The reaction was a bit more muted in the western part of the city, where VOA correspondent Alicia Rue continues her travels with U.S. troops.
It seems as if the people are now thoroughly convinced that Saddam Hussein has been toppled, if not killed. And there's the sense of relief among some people here that this regime is finished. And they're hesitantly, and I say hesitantly because we haven't seen that kind of mass kind of eruption of celebration out in the streets yet, but there seems to be some hesitant celebrations going on in different parts of the town.
U.S. military officials have now added Baghdad to the growing list of locations where the Saddam regime no longer has control. U.S. Brigadier General Vincent Brooks briefed reporters at Central Command headquarters in Qatar.
Today, the regime is in disarray and much of Iraq is free from years of oppression. Televisions across the world today are filled with images of jubilant Iraqis who know the regime is coming to an end.
Vice President Dick Cheney told newspaper editors in New Orleans that U.S. forces are seeing what he called the collapse of the central regime authority in Iraq, though he added that hard fighting could be ahead. In fact, even as dancing took place on some streets in Baghdad, journalists placed with coalition troops reported that intense firefights continued in other parts of the city, especially near Baghdad University. General Brooks says coalition troops continue to encounter roving bands of hard-line Saddam loyalists willing to fight and die for the regime.
I think we'll see a resumption of a lot of normal activity there, and we remain convinced that that's the right way to approach this. There is still work to go, though. And while we are satisfied with our efforts to date, we still know that there's a lot of tough work to be done to make sure we continue in the same direction.
More U.S. troops and tanks moved into the center of Baghdad and are consolidating their positions after a somewhat quieter night Tuesday. That's allowing coalition troops like this U.S. Marine, who identified himself as Corporal Malik, to take a rest from the fighting.
We're going to take a break, rest up, eat a little bit of food, move on tomorrow. Every day in Baghdad's a big day for us. So we're going to get as much rest as we can when we get the chance, and then we'll continue on.
In another sign that the situation in Baghdad is shifting, many Iraqi government officials apparently didn't show up for work Wednesday. Among the missing was Iraqi Information Minister Mohammed Saeed al-Sahaf, who had been giving daily press briefings to foreign journalists at the Palestine Hotel. In northern Iraq, U.S. Special Operations troops and Kurdish fighters seized a strategic hilltop near the city of Mosul. Coalition attention is also focused on the northern town of Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown, where regime supporters could be gearing up for a last stand. General Brooks says U.S. forces are trying to destroy the regime's command and control capability in and around Tikrit, but he would not say when coalition forces might launch an assault on the town. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington. Now the action.